WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Former Marine Trevor Reed, who was freed last year from Russian detention in a prisoner exchange with the U.S., was injured while fighting in Ukraine against Russian attacks. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel confirmed the reports, but says Reed was there independently.
We are aware that Trevor Reed was injured while participating in fighting in Ukraine.
The State Department says Reed received help from a non-governmental organization to travel to Germany for medical treatment. The heat continues to break records. Injuries and deaths are rising due to triple-digit temperatures. And off Florida's south coast, climate and weather teams say the ocean temperature yesterday logged at over 101 degrees, and it could be a global record. The Biden administration has announced it's canceling the debt of 7,400 students who went to College America in Colorado, sued for lying about its successes. It's the latest effort to fix the faults within the Education Department's student loan system. This is ABC News. The son of NBA legend LeBron James is recovering after suffering cardiac arrest.
Bronny James is now in stable condition, according to his family, who says LeBron James's son suffered cardiac arrest while working out with the USC basketball team on Monday morning, and that initially he was in the ICU, but has since been stabilized. The LA Fire Department says it had a medical call in the area where the team was practicing and that the patient was transported to a hospital. Bronny James has been a rising star in the world of college basketball and the future of USC's basketball program, with many believing, like his dad, he'll end up in the NBA. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Striking union actors rallying today in New York's Times Square. Ezra Knight is the New York local president.
I'm one of the 90% of actor performers in SAG-AFTRA who live one audition at a time. Sometimes one paycheck at a time.
Members of SAG-AFTRA are striking for a change in pay structure in the age of streaming and AI. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Former Burnett County DA Daniel Steffen will spend a year and a half in prison after a St. Croix County jury found him guilty of three counts of representations depicting nudity. According to the criminal complaint, Steffen filmed sexual activity with himself and two different victims at his home in Polk County in 2018. The victims didn't know they were being filmed. One of the victims was being charged by the Burnett County DA's office when the activity happened. After his prison time is up, Steffen will also have 2 years of extended supervision and 4 years of probation. The person hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake or east of St. Croix Falls Sunday afternoon has died. The state patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person, 83-year-old Kenneth Golden of Amory, being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. On Monday, the state patrol said Golden died due to those injuries. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us. Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 95. Tonight, showers and storms with a low around 71. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 96. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle. While for lunch, enjoy favorites like the veggie burger or beet salad. Located off 29th and Johnson and at hazelsnetogo.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. We can just go with the second hour stuff. That's cool. Matt and Patrick here. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a very good one. We, of course, usually have Patrick Cooligan joining us here on Tuesday's editions of the show, but it doesn't sound like he could make it today. So Walker Orenstein is going to join us over at MinPost. He's had quite a few exceptional stories lately. And yeah, it's going to be nice chatting with him. So that's coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour with Brett. Patrick, how are we today?
Doing well. Sorry about that. Was doing some producer stuff and it was on the wrong music page.
If I actually was one of those people that wanted to run a tight ship, I would have run screaming from this industry 20 years ago. No, I'm cool, man. That's the extent of it. That's not that song, is it? Or am I wrong? I mean, let's say so. There's quite a bit of head trauma involved with me, so that's the case. Is it awful? But I mean, it sounds like we're going to get some storms tonight. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, it looks like this doesn't seem to happen as much as it did when I was a kid. But sometimes you'd get that just gigantic line of storms that would come through about 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and that doesn't happen all that often anymore. Because it used to be, like I said, you could expect that to happen, two or three times a summer, but it really doesn't happen very much anymore.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen tonight, though, in the overnights. We're going to get a line coming through?
Yep. Sometime a forecast I looked at was between 3 and 4 was the best chance.
Okay. So, well, just be advised if you're going to be out and about, and you don't be surprised you get woken up by a little bit of God saying hi. It's God's alarm clock. Hello there. It's 2:14. Welcome. Actually, I have no idea when it is going to be. Don't take that as a prediction. So, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I do have to take some time here I got to touch once again on this CNBC ranking of Minnesota number 4. But I want to start this by basically, giving a little bit of background about myself. Just simple, really easy. I am 54 years old. I have been at this radio station for 13 years. Wow, what happened? Ugh. I've been back in Minneapolis since 2000. I worked the Upper Midwest Radio Shuffle before then. I have traveled the world. I've gone to Europe, extensively traveled there. I've traveled around the United States. I am 54 years old. I am living where I want to live. I'm living in the state I want to live in. I'm living in the city I want to live in. I have seen other places. I'm not saying they're not nice. There are always some values to every place I've ever been. It's not Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's not Minnesota. It just is not. By the way, quick little side note. I want you to remind all those people in Arizona that when it comes to January and February, it's like 70 degrees here. Look at the sunshine. Oh, I hear it snowing there. You remind them that people's shoes are melting to the ground right now. And people have actually gotten third degree burns from the pavement in Arizona. So, yeah, just throw that. Yeah, it's a real dreamboat come summertime down there nowadays. Holy cow. I live where I want to live. I live in the house I want to live in. I'm surrounded by the people I want to be surrounded by. I have the job that I want. I really like doing this. It's fun. I enjoy it. I'm working at the radio station I want to work at. Absolutely. I eat the food that I want to eat. I do the things that I want to do. I am happy. Why am I saying this? Because if apparently we need to have a bit of a session here about understanding what life is. There's no do-overs. There's no redos. There's nothing like that. You got one trip around on this rock, okay? You got one trip around. You being miserable is wasting your life. Absolutely. If you're miserable, you are wasting your life because you got one of them. Now, I'm not talking about the things we all go through. It's like all of a sudden you have a sick parent and for 2 years you're having to help take care of a sick parent and stuff like that. I mean, that stuff like that pops up and you have to deal with that and roll with the punches as it goes. But when it comes to your life, you should be leading the life that you want. And the great thing about happiness is it's the great nullifier, is that there people like to sit there and say, money, you know, and all this stuff. And it's not. I know plenty of people who are middle and lower class who are happy as clams. I know a lot of people with a ton of money who are not happy. Now, I'm not saying it's universal. I know a lot of people with a lot of money that are very happy. And I know a lot of people who are middle and lower class who are not. But happiness is a great, you know, exception. Anyone can be happy. You have to learn how to live within your own life and be what you want to be. There is nothing stopping you from going out and finding the life that you should want. If you are not happy, and I want to be very clear, I am saying this as a proud Minnesotan, as a person that loves this city, as a person that loves this state. If you're not happy here, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? You've got one life. Why are you wasting it someplace you don't want to be? Leave. You'll be happier. I'm going to bet most of us will be happier too. And that's just a reality. Angry people, miserable people suck to be around. They do. They just are. They're not cool, man. We can't get legalized dope fast enough. We can't have August 1st roll around fast enough here. But no, unhappy people, mean people, people who are miserable, you're not a lot of fun to be around. It's sad and it's tragic because this is, we have something that has happened here, and I have talked about it. I talked about it yesterday. And I really started looking last night at a lot of the responses to this story that I posted, the CNBC story, where basically Minnesota ranks as number four in the country for places to live. It is a lovely place. It is a lovely place, and I'm not leaving. When it comes to factors like healthcare and inclusion, Minnesota is among the best states to live in. That's according to CNBC, which recently released the 2023 ranking of top 10 states in the country to live and work. The ranking uses data from the top states of business study, which scored Minnesota in the top five there. CNBC determined the top states in the country to live and work based predominantly on life, health, and inclusion category from its business rankings. The category looks at factors including crime and environmental quality, healthcare, childcare, anti-discrimination laws, and worker protections. Now, there used to be a time where someone would release a list of something like this, and it would be like, Minnesota's a top three arts state, you know? And sure, you might not go to the arts, but you still say, hey, you see that? We're number three in the arts. We all, yay, great. You could be the, you know, top state for dirt track racing. I haven't been to a dirt track race in a long time. But at the same time, it's like, hey, there you go. Apparently, it's thriving out there, and where are these dirt tracks are at, and good for them. It used to be a source of pride. It used to be a source of you know, state pride to have us ranked like this. Then came the Republicans. And the Republican Party has to create negativity for you to consider to vote for them. That you could have a high quality of life, that you could have, you know, good schools, good health care, good all these things, right? And they have to convince you, no, you don't really have anything good. You're actually really, 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 really bad. And that the only way you can save yourself is to put us in charge completely and let us undo everything. And it's comical because in our modern political world, that's what their people want to hear. It's no longer just a, oh, it's bad there. It's an open rooting against your state. This has evolved after, I remember the first time I started seeing this with Republicans, like 2012, 2013, basically at the time of Obama. And the state would get a good rating, or in the time of Dayton, and the state would get a good rating, and like, yeah, that's not good. It's horrible. Comrade Dayton is in full control. How could anybody be happy here? That sort of thing. And it was like, wow, really? And that was politics. All you were doing was playing politics. And that is it's the Republican politicians, it's the Republican media outlets, it's the Republican trolls on social media screaming, that is that. And that's what they do. That is this is their game plan for winning. But it has evolved now into a gleeful and joyful bash session on the state that they live in. Minnesota's the number 4 state in the country. How dare they? How this cesspool, this hatred, it's horrible. How dare they? And you're like, where, what are, how, you're broken people, man. And you've gotten to the point where you have believed the press that you yourself have created. So you sit there and you basically vilify the state that you live in because the only thing that matters to you is your politics. And this is the tough love moment, folks, okay? This is the tough love moment. If that's where you're at, you need to leave because you've poisoned the water well at this point. You will never be happy. You're at best you can hope for, because Minnesota's only getting more Democrat. I mean, I got bad news for you guys on the right. This state is only getting more and more Democrat. You might win a House or a Senate. Unless something really atrocious happens with the DFL, which once again, they can miss the easy layup a lot of times. I don't see you starting to sweep the statewide offices. I talked about this yesterday in regards to people like Rod Grams, where Rod Grams said, you know, I'm really this moderate. And he becomes like the far right guy. And then he tried to run for re-election as, I'm really a moderate. No, you're not. You're not even close to being a moderate. So you might pick up one or two seats here or there. But for the most part, you're at best going to have a divided government, which means the Democrats will be in somewhat control, which means you won't have your freaking conservative utopia that you keep thinking you're going to have. And you're never going to be happy. You have drunk the Kool-Aid. You guzzled it. You've asked for seconds and thirds. You have bought into this narrative that you have to destroy the state that you live in. And that's all you people do. That's all you do. You can't see the beauty. You can't see the joy. You can't see the positivity. You can't see any of it. It's just hate, 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 hate. Why the F are you here? Now, it's one of two things. One, they know down deep inside, as much as this is their rhetoric, they know down deep inside Minnesota is gold. And they just rather sit here and be that jerk that no one likes to be around and sit and complain about it and act like they're striking the sword of justice or something. I don't know. But no one likes you, you know. I'm just going to be honest. No one really likes the person who's, you know, no one likes that, okay? The other side of this is that you just haven't realized it's time to go. This is the tough love element. It's time for you to go. And I understand that's hard for me because I like Minnesota. It breaks my heart that there are people here that might have lived here their entire lives. But you'll never be happy here. You're just not going to be happy. You might be happy for 2 years, but then the doom and gloom after the Republicans screw things up again, and basically you sit there cowling and frowning and it's the worst state ever. Well, then go. Because someone needs to tell you this. And there isn't a single stupid reason that you've created in your mind that you have to stay. You can get a job someplace else. You can buy a house someplace else. The kids will find schools someplace else. You're probably not going to be as nice as our schools, but you know, still, you can find schools. You might have to pay for private schools to get anything close to the quality of Minnesota. You can go there. Sure. Oh, my mom and my dad, I need to stay close to them. Okay, Iowa, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, they're right there. They're... Iowa is 90 minutes to the south. Wisconsin's 20 minutes or 40 minutes away from Minneapolis, really. I mean, from the west side of Minneapolis, you can get over to Wisconsin pretty quickly. The Dakotas are a little bit more of a challenge, but it's still interstates that run out there. You can be back in Minneapolis or to your parents' house in 2-3 hours. Stop making excuses. You have got one trip on this spinning rock. One. Uno, single, that's it. And you wasting it being miserable is bad for you. You're going to die early. You're going to get sick. You're going to have, you're really going to not have a good life. I want you to go have a good life. Go find your happy place. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. I love this state. I love this city. This city kicks ass. Just amazing. I have been in cities across Europe, across this country. I love Minneapolis. I wouldn't ever live anywhere else. I love it. But if that's not you, and all you do is you see a poll that comes on out and says, Minnesota's number 4. No, it's not. And you spend the next 3 freaking days screaming at your top of your lungs because you're so incensed. The state you live in is getting accolades for quality of life. Okay, I don't know where else to go with that outside of you need to go. And like I said, you'll be happy and we'll be happy. If this is really where you're at, go. If it's not, if you're just sitting and bitching and moaning, just go away. How about that? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Multiple new paths of trying to rip on Minnesota. I will tear down here in a second. It is the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205. It's AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Shamblot Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
It is. It's just I find it incredibly sad that there are this is the modern Republican. You know, I've talked about this too. I'm just talking about this in the regards to Minneapolis, St. Paul. I've said this before. It's like, if you really hate Minneapolis, St. Paul, and you vow to never go into the city, what are you doing here? You could move to a Mankato. You could move to a Hutchinson, Sandstone, Pipestone, Albert Lea. You could move up to Fergus Falls, Thief River Falls, Alexandria. You could move to any of these places. And you're going to get the same kind of quality of life that you get out in the tertiary suburbs. You know, if you're not going into the city, I mean, it'll be a lot cheaper for you. It'll be a lot less expensive for you. You can buy a house cheaper. You can buy, you know, your food is going to be cheaper. It's just that you can do that, but yet they don't. Why? Well, once again, either they know they really like Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they're just complaining a lot, or they're just too afraid to admit the truth. And I say, go, but be happy. Be happy. You got one trip on the spinning rock. Go and be happy. Let's get Gary in here really quick. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Gary, welcome on in.
Yeah, man, I like it here, too. I like the four seasons.
Yep.
The summers are kind of hot for me and humid, but one thing better about the winter is you can bundle up when you go outside. But what I really got called about was I'm afraid we're going to get too popular with all these water shortages and a drought going on that people are going to flock here. The Great Lakes region has about a fourth of the fresh water in the world, I heard. I think that's right.
Well, I mean, and thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. First of all more people are welcome. I think that's a completely it's a different topic because we have to deal with climate change. And the thing which is funny is the people who are in the southern states, for the most part, are the ones who are the most vocal anti-climate change people. It's not really going on. And like I said, you got people in Arizona, God help them. They're getting third degree burns from the pavement because it's so hot down there. The low temperatures were like 94. The low. I don't want to hear it. It's a dry heat. I know. So one of the things which is I've had thrown at me a few times now is apparently this litany of businesses are leaving the state. I could bring in, as a matter of fact, first of all, I'll put a counterpoint in before I get into the discussion. A Canadian solar panel company with the presence in Minnesota's Iron Range is reportedly planning on building a $145 million facility in the Twin Cities. That's according to Reuters, which is reporting Monday that Helene has earmarked the MSP Metro for a manufacturing facility for its solar modules and cells. Helene's chief executive, Martin Pachatruck, told the news organization last week, by the way, that's a Canadian name, that the facility will produce 1 gigawatt of modules and 1.5 gigawatt of cells a year, which follow the new series of incentives for domestic renewable energy production included in the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act passed last year. So there you go. I think that's a big old positive for sure. The site hasn't yet been selected, but it's hoped to start production of the modules by 2024, next year. The company is based in Ontario already, has a facility in Silicon Way and Mountain Iron, which had been operational since 2018. So good news. That's a business. That's a new one coming in. Yay, go team, go. It doesn't stop the right from screaming, every business is leaving. There's no restaurants open. No one's working downtown. It's a ghost town. Yeah, yeah. You know, their usual standard. You can tell I'm getting kind of tired of it. But it's the truth. It's just, it's, why are you here? Why are you here? Who's the idiot for staying? You are. That's right. But the they're pointing towards specifically two businesses. One is this engineering company that's been around in Minnetonka for 50 years, and they're saying, look, it's taking its stuff and it's moving to Texas. Well, it's moving to Texas because it merged with a Texas company and the majority of their employees are now in Texas. So it'd actually be more cost effective for them to move to Texas than to move everyone up here, which, you know, I wish that'd be nice if they did. But that's not like you're making it seem like someone like an executive at a company is walking into the office one day and going, fine, shut the doors, get the trucks in here. I've had it. That's not what's going on. And by the way, the address for the company might be moving to Florida or Texas. All the people and the workers are still in Minnesota. Just FYI, a lot of these. Which is, you know, hey, yeah, you don't like seeing people try to cheat the state, but good luck in Florida, because eventually I guarantee that will come back to haunt you. The other one, by the way, the other business that the conservatives have said, oh, you know, this is just a sign of the apocalypse. It's apparently a cigar store up in Forest Lake. Okay. He's had it. He's going to go to Florida. And he put out this long list of, I can't stand this. Well, good luck to you. By the way, it will be a hoot when you find out about homeowners insurance in Florida. I know they don't even have it anymore because of the hurricanes. But, you know, we'll let that be a surprise. We'll let that be a surprise. Every repair you have to do on your house is out of pocket. But sure, I'm sure you'll sell tons of cigars and everything like that while you basically hate on Minnesota. Good luck. Bye-bye. And good for him. To a point, good for him. Sure, you want to take a swipe at the state? Fine. I'll criticize you for that. But good. Go. Go for two reasons. One, because I think that this utopia that you think Florida is going to be, it isn't going to be. When your daughter comes home with a meth gator as a date, you know, it's like, okay, that maybe not the best way to go. But as well, just like I said, once you get in there and the roads aren't taken care of, the quality of life is bad, schools are horrible, you know, that you can't get insurance on your house, you know, all the other problems. It'll be a surprise. But no, if that's where you think you're going to be happy, go be happy. Being kind of a jackass as you go out the door, but still, bon voyage. We will not miss you. No one will care. You will be happy. We will be happy. And there you go. And scene. See how easy that is? You can even take the swipe as you head out the door. Just if you do come back in a few years, don't be surprised if we kind of look at you and it's like, ah, I see you came back. Oh, yeah, I mean, I still hate it here, but, you know, there are some benefits here I think are a little bit better. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. When we do come on back, I still got to do some defending here of the state of Minnesota. I don't know what Racket was thinking here, but okay, we got to go down this path. And Patrick actually has a good analysis of this. I'll get to that here in a second. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out. as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary, August 5th and 6th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into an artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park on August 5th and 6th. Learn more at powderhornartfair.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 95. Tonight, showers and storms with a low around 71. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 96. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle, while for lunch, enjoy favorites like the veggie burger or beet salad. Located off 29th and Johnson and at hazelsnetogo.com.
I also have union guy basically saying, no, all the union people hate it here. Seriously. I'll call your bluff on that one in a heartbeat. I'll call your bluff on that one in a heartbeat. Off you go. Off you go. Go to a right-to-work state. And when all of a sudden your paycheck is cut by a third, at least a third, and you're having to work twice as hard as you're already doing, then you can sit there and tell us how bad things are here. I didn't want paid family leave. That's commie stuff. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So, I gotta admit, I'm somewhat stunned by Racket magazine, the online magazine here in town, that, you know, if you're not, basically it's the guys from City Pages that they went on out and they did their, you know, they've done their own, online news place here. RacketMN.com. I do recommend it. But this one is a little bit of a surprise. And to a point, I think this is clickbait. I really do. I think this is just clickbait. The headline, it's an essay. Door County, Wisconsin is a far better vacation spot than the North Shore. Goats, cherries, and implanted memories is better than icy highway adjacent water. Okay, this is by Ian Power Lutcher, L-U-E-T-S-C-H-E-R. All right, that's the guy. And I'm going to just, all right. There's nothing wrong with, I'll tell you what, I'll save that for later. Let me read from the article here. I can hear y'all now. You're saying, no, Ian, I did summertime stuff. Me and my partner went to the North Shore for a night. We found a beach in the city, splashed around one of those stagnant cesspools we call lakes. Whew. Well, that's not going to cut it, my darlings. That's not enough. That's not a vacation. I know I'm being a bully, but it's the kind of tough love you need sometimes. I need to force you to go on a real vacation. Door County is the answer to our prayers. Repeat after me. It's time for us to go to Door County. You need to swim in Lake Michigan. Lake Superior is nice, but it's cold and stupid. You need to go to a beach, a real beach, a Lake Michigan beach, not the dirt surrounded our, you know, I can't read that word because it's dirty, ponds of the metro area. No, those are gross. We don't count. Somebody put a porta potty in there. That's bad. Myth. North Shore is better than Door County because it's closer. Fact, the North Shore is a boring place and only rich people from LA buying their climate change homesteads live there now. Betty's Pies is outright bad. Sven and Ollie's Pizza is barely okay. Gooseberry Falls State Park smells weird. Oh, also the drive to Door County is kind of long, so you need to, and, well, I'll tell you what, I'll come back to that line here in a second. So this is not a, hey, you know, here are some quirky charms of Door County. The main point of this article doesn't seem to be the promotion of Door County. It seems to be to badmouth the North Shore. Now, conservatives, I'm about to show you some consistency here. How dare you? Okay. How dare you ridicule the North Shore? Now, let's talk about vacations. I've had three atrocious vacations in my life. Really bad ones. The worst one was in Duluth. When my kids were young, there's a water park up there at this kind of towards the end of Superior Street up by the, get where the interstate ends. Holy God, was that place a nightmare? We went up there with our kids. We're thinking it's going to be fun. It you know, the guy in, as we were getting ready to check in, the guy in front of us was complaining because there was blood in the sink of his hotel room that he had just checked into. Nice. And it's a water park hotel thing. You know, it's a weekend getaway from the kids. You take the kids up there. They go swimming in the endless river, do a few of the water slides, that sort of thing. The main point of that place seemed to be to allow parents to go into the tiki bar, cabana bar, and just get sloshed. They would drop their kids off at the water park, head on in there, buy cheap drinks with cheap alcohol and just get schnockered. That's what I saw. Wasn't a big fan. And I mean, and it was just the whole experience was horrible. We were staying in the hotel room. The kids were running up and down the halls of the hotel up until like 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was only when we called up the front desk and said, I'll tell you what, we're going to check out. He said, no, we'll send the security guy up there to take care of things. I said, what? I can't believe that person wasn't there already. It was bad. It's not the worst. The second worst, that was Myrtle Beach. And Myrtle Beach and the worst is Panama City, Florida. I did both of those a long time ago, and both of them are just, you know, Myrtle Beach is interesting. It's on the north side of South Carolina, if you go kind of northern up on the shore there. That's why it was such a surprise to me when I went to Beaufort, South Carolina, and down by Hilton Head, and it's spectacular. It's actually one of the nicest vacation spots I've ever been. Myrtle Beach is, once again, a party beach for people that want to get drunk and have fun sort of thing. That's fine. Panama City Beach is even worse. It really is bad down there. You get up in the morning in Panama City and you walk out the door and it looks like an apocalypse has happened. Like there's a pair of pants over here on the one street. There's a burnt out car over here. You don't quite know what happened. You see people just sleeping in alleys and stuff like that. Just delightful. Hey, but the beach is right there. So those are my three worst. I mean, I imagine a lot of people have had bad ones. Sometimes it's bad just because circumstance makes them bad. These were bad just because the destination wasn't great. Now, I have no doubt people have gone to that water park, have gone to Myrtle Beach and gone to Panama City and had a fantastic time. To each their own. I went to Door County a long time ago. It's got some definitely nice quirks. The cherries out there are absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. Someone mentioned the cherry pie. Yeah, the cherry pie out there is really good. Michigan is a very pretty lake. You get these swaths and stretch of it with this deep blue in there, like it's almost like the tropics, and gorgeous sand. It's a very nice lake. Substantially warmer than Lake Superior, but it is further south. But it is nice, and there's a cutesy quirkiness to it. I did not do the boiled dinner. Did you ever do, Patrick, did you ever do a boiled dinner at Door County?
I don't believe I did, no.
Everyone says it's fantastic. I did not get the chance to try it. I have no doubt it sounds fantastic. I saw there was a write-up in Midwest Living Magazine about that about a year ago, and it looked really good. And so, no, that looks pretty good. I've also had that in other places, too. Door County was nice. It's not this obscene mecca that this guy writing for the Racket tries to make it out to be. Now, you, Patrick, have been to Door County a few times or one time?
It was just one time I was there.
And you had a very good time.
I enjoyed it. When I got there was a circumstance I learned about unrelated to Door County that made it tough to enjoy the rest of my time there, but you know, it was a nice spot. I'd go back there and check it out again.
It have to do with the Green Bay Packers?
Unfortunately, a little less exciting than that.
Okay. Well, I have been to the North Shore multiple times. It's stunningly pretty up there. You know, this idea, as how did he describe it, is icy highway adjacent water. Okay. And also, this idea that the only people that are buying property up there are these LA people trying to get away from climate change. I don't quite know what that's about. I know that there is a story in the New York Times that there is a lot of people that have been moving up to Duluth that have driven up the housing prices up there, which is great. I mean, is this a bad thing? I mean, people are moving to Duluth again. This is a great thing. And there's a lot more restaurants and culture and good things there. That's a win-win across the board. I don't think that that's a problem. But I'm not, there are people that have gotten, that have bought cabins or bought townhomes or bought vacation properties all along the North Shore. I mean, that's just a common thing. It's a different vibe, really. Now, Patrick, here's where I want to give you credit. Because when I posted this story, you said, in my limited experience, I like Door, but by its nature, it becomes very difficult to get away from crowds. Sure, the North Shore has its own busy spots, but you don't have to go far to find your own space. That was absolutely well stated, because I think that that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly, I think, what it is. Because if you have not familiar with Door County, lots of cute, picturesque little towns.
Yes.
But you kind of drive through them, and it's just, there's nowhere for people to go because it's a peninsula.
Well, it is. And these towns are somewhat repetitive. There's the cutesy little restaurant that has the cherry pie. There might have a little mini golf thing or something like this. It's very touristy. But that's the North Shore, too. It's very touristy. There's a lot there. Here's the difference. And like I said, this is where you picked up on it. Door County seemed to me, when I was there, the main focus seemed to be drinking. And I'm not saying excessive drinking. I'm not talking like the water park in Duluth or in Myrtle Beach or Panama City. But it was Wisconsin drinking. It was, you went to the dinner club and you sat there and had drinks. And then you went and sat by the fire pit and then you had drinks. And that was it. And it might not have been as deliberate or intentional as the water park where, come on, parents, drop off your kids and go get sloshed. It wasn't like that. But it was quite a bit. I mean, and to a point where, as you said, the crowds kind of get obnoxious, especially the later into the evening. You got lots of the drunk guy running around Door County. And frankly, I have not much patience when I'm sitting in my hotel room and there's some guy singing freaking Bob Seger songs, insanely out of tune, outside my window, drunk as a skunk. And, I mean, it's like crickets up there. That's like the drunks are like the crickets up in Door County. And, you get a lot of that up there. And it doesn't mean they're not having fun. Of course they're having fun. Hopefully they're not driving a boat or a car, for that matter. But it seemed to me, when you were there, the main focus of it was social drinking. And sure, they have the cutesy little gift shop, or they have the wood carving of Paul Bunyan, or they've got cherry pie or a fish boil, but they also had drinks. Drinks, 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 drinks. That was kind of the thing. The North Shore has some of that too. As a matter of fact, I would make an argument, multiple towns along the North Shore are very much like that. But you also have, as Patrick pointed out, you can find your own space. There are plenty of places to go up on the North Shore where you can go hiking and you can kind of lose yourself. And there's even places on shore. There are multiple times I was on a shore on Lake Superior where it was, there was other people out there, but it wasn't like it was packed and it wasn't like everyone was drunk as a skunk. And that was nice. That was really nice. It doesn't mean Door County's bad. I'd make an argument, my experience, it's not this you know, it's not substantially better than the North Shore, nor, as I say, it is even better than the North Shore. I think the North Shore is better, personally, because I'm not looking for vacation spots where the whole point of it seems to be drinkity-drinkity-drinkity time. Drink, 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 drink. And that's a lot of it. And Patrick, did you see that too when you were there?
I didn't notice the drinking part as much as you did, but again, I was only there for one night, so... Yeah.
It's cutesy, it's touristy, but it was a lot of families where mom and dad want to have drinks that night, or a lot of single people, the older single people, too. I noticed that, too. You know, people that are 35, 40 years old that were single. So, you know, doesn't mean it wasn't fun. There was some cutesiness to it, but it wasn't this all-out thing. Now, I'm defending the North Shore. I'm defending rural Minnesota. I'm defending it because, no, I'm not going to buy this bull. But there's a little hitch to this story, which I have to actually call out Racket on this. I'll get to that in a second, but there's a line in the story here that I want to read when I come back that basically says, you know, kind of puts this whole thing, it's like, why are you doing this? Why did you publish this essay? Because it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense once I read the next that line I was going to read earlier, but I decided to hold off on. I'll get to that in a second. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Allow me to give you a couple of the most important cleaning tips that you need to know. Vacuuming is not sufficient to maintain the cleanliness and lifespan of your carpet, period. My friends at Zero Res use their platinum-rated cleaning system that safely and effectively removes all that deeply embedded nasty dirt, dander, and bacteria. Not only does the patented Zero Res process clean better than anything on the market, surfaces dry faster, and your home and business will stay cleaner longer guaranteed. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering 3 rooms starting at just $129 and get a 4th room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. That's Zero Res.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array. 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. The author of this article, the bad mouthing the iron, the North Shore and bad mouthing Minneapolis, like Minneapolis, St. Paul Lakes, it seems like the main point of this article is, hey, we had a point where goats were on the roofs of a house eating the grass that was growing on the roof. Isn't it cool? It's quirky. I'll raise you a spam museum down in Austin. That's pretty good. And here's the thing is, of all the photos that he puts out here, I can go anywhere in the state of Minnesota and find one or two things like this in every town. Quirky little shops, antiques, cute little microbreweries, restaurants, stuff like that. That's everywhere now. sure, maybe the town's less than 100 people or less than 1,000 people are a little bit sparse, but you can go find stuff out there. And it's nice. This is not something that's exclusive to Door County per se. So, you know, and like I said, there's in the photos he has with the article, if you look through the photos in the article in the Racket magazine, at Racket Online, RacketMN.com, is that they look like basically photos they're taken from the North Shore, if you want to know the truth. It looks like photos you'd find on the North Shore. There's one specific line. Oh, also, the drive to Door County is kind of long, so go to the bathroom before you leave. First, you have to drive to Green Bay, where the writer is from, and that takes 4.5 hours. Okay, all right, time. So the guy's from Green Bay. His family goes up and spends their time at Door County. That's great. That's where he's got his family memories. That's where it is. Like I said, top-notch cherry pie. Lake Michigan is quite pretty. Got to try the fishbowl boil the next time I get up there. No problem. I get it. There's nothing wrong with Racket putting out an article that says, I'm from Door County. Let me introduce you to the Door County I know. Fine. As a matter of fact, I think that would go a long way. But like I said, the main point of this article seems to not just be not to be promoting Door County, although it's a lot of the article. It seems to get these petty swipes at the North Shore and the state of Minnesota from a guy from Green Bay. Come on. First of all, screw you, dude. I mean, if I can be from, I mean, you know, if I can quote Abraham Lincoln, screw you. I shouldn't be quoting Abraham Lincoln, but, you know, you get the point. I'm sorry you don't like the North Shore. A lot of people do. A lot of people in Minnesota do. And I think you're thinking you got your shot in, buddy. You got him. I got my zinger in. Got him. Yeah. Yeah, we think you're a jackass. You know, and just you don't have to be a jackass to promote your Door County. And once again, I think Door County is fine. It's not my cup of tea because, like I said, it's drinkity, drinkity, drink, drink, drink. Not as bad as Myrtle Beach, Panama City, or the water park in Duluth, but still it's a lot of it. Whereas on the North Shore, there's that stuff. Oh, undoubtedly, there's that stuff. You go into any of the towns, there is that stuff. But there's also a lot of quiet spaces and beautiful natural areas where you can go enjoy those waterfalls. It's just great. I'm stunned Racket MN would publish this, being as harsh on the state. Because I can guarantee you this. Maybe they've got some big ad deal going with the Door County people, that they're going to spend a bunch of money in Racket advertising, come to Door County. Maybe that's the case. I can tell you who's not going to be advertising, anyone from the North Shore. And I think that you've kind of burned that bridge pretty bad. You don't have to be a jerk. And this is no different than what I started the show off with, where Minnesota ranks number 4 in the nation. No, it doesn't. Don't be a jerk. I like Door County, and let me tell you how much better it is than the North Shore. Don't be a jerk, man. You like Door County. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm not saying that's invalid. I'm not saying you can't. But I'm going to have a little bit of a problem with you, which seems to be the main point of your argument, is taking some pretty vicious swipes at my state. And if you don't like it here, well, get the F out, man. That's just that. I'm like I said, I'm stunned Racket would publish this as is, just to allow him to take swipe after this. But, you know, this is the kind of article that does more damage to an outlet than helps. Because if he was trying for Gen Z quirkiness, he's saying it came out with self-righteous jackassery. And that's not a good sell. Hour 2, that's coming up next.
Hello, this is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now, my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, super idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
I'm Candy Bravel.
I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's Sunday Shine Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity.
Join me, Candy Bravel, for Green Tea Conversations at 10 a.m.
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.
And the Being Curious Show at noon.
Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal wellness.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm